All right, so what was the inspiration for this book?
It's hard to even say how it exactly got inspired. Part of it was the NaNoWriMo kind of book writing. I don't know if you're familiar with NaNoWriMo.
No, I'd love to hear what it is.
It's something that some writers started about a dozen years ago, trying to motivate each other to write, where the idea is to write a full 50,000-word book in 1 month. So one time a few years ago, I decided to try it. About midnight, I started writing, and I wrote about 2 pages, and I ended up keeping some of it. But I went about a month and a half just figuring that the stuff I wrote didn't make any sense. Because I kind of wrote whatever came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on, I read it over and tried to figure out what exactly could make the thing that happened happen.
So somewhere along those 2 pages, is that like where the birth of Joey came about, or did that happen later?
Well, Joey was around in the 2 pages. The cheese was in the 2 pages. I think the cheese might have actually had a slightly bigger role in the first 2 pages in the finish. It had a slightly bigger role in my first edition of the first 2 pages in the finished product. And things had started missing from cars. They had started going missing from cars. And then it was about like a month and a half later where I started thinking about what possible, somewhat logical explanation there could possibly be for things going missing. Because there's also the car thing was actually inspired by a song I wrote years and years ago. Just a silly parody song of MacArthur Park about someone messing up someone's car and changing all the parts around.
So as far as, you know, authors that you grew up on, TV shows, I mean, I've read a bunch of the reviews on Amazon, and they say that, you know, if you dig Terry Pratchett, that you'll dig this stuff. Like, what did you read, what did you watch growing up that played a part in the creation of this book?
I actually am a big Terry Pratchett fan. Probably the majority of the books I have right now in my room, or close majority, are Terry Pratchett books. I did like Hitchhiker's Guide. I read Lord of the Rings growing up, but when I was really young, I really liked Oz, Roald Dahl, Narnia.
How do you want this book to ultimately affect people?
This book, I'm really just going for being entertaining. I want them to be happy, to enjoy it, laugh a little bit, and be happy they read it. There's a little bit to think about, too. That's nice, too.
Nice. I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say, you know, you're able to kind of give the book to someone and kind of sell it to them in a way, like sell the idea, like tell them, you know, this is why you should read Missing Parts. What do you think that you would say to them? What is the main reason why people should read this book?
See, that's one of the main things I've struggled with. I've never felt like I'm that good at self-marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But basically the main reason to read it is it's a fun, quick story that this is a question I really should have been giving a lot of thought, and I have. It's just hard to come up with a concrete answer of why to read a particular book when there are so many books out there.
What do you think makes you different from other authors out there?
Well, I think I do focus on the humor more than most authors, but there still are a lot of other authors who do that.
Hmm.
It's really a bit early in my writing career to go be saying, oh, I'm this unique, the most unique author who's doing something completely, totally different from everyone else. Even though I did get some responses saying this is a completely unique storyline, it's hard for me to really point myself out as super unique.
The book has a definite visual element to it. Just, it's very, you know, the characters, the whole situation, you know, flying fruit and missing metal and stuff. It would work great.
Yeah.
It would work great as, you know, a comic book or a cartoon.
I actually was thinking that a graphic novel could be a possibility.
Is there like a specific art style that you think of when you think of the book?
I'm not really an expert in graphic novels. I have not read many of them. I've actually never read a full graphic novel. I wouldn't know.
But that's something that you've thought about, like transitioning it in media.
It's a possibility that I would not object to. Okay. Movie would be nice too, of course.
Absolutely.
It's the kind of thing that the opportunity comes, it's great, but you don't expect it.
I gotcha. What do you think the future holds for the book? It hasn't been out that long. Like, what are your ultimate goals for it?
I wanted to help get my name out there a little bit. I do have at least one more book in the works, which kind of continues the story. Joey has not, so far, Joey hasn't made it into another book. But some of the other characters do continue on into my other stories.
How do you want this book to be remembered, you know, once you get that next book out? Once you, I mean, I'm not sure, like, what you want to do the rest of your career, but, I mean, let's just think for a second that you release a bunch of books. How do you want people to look back on your career, say, a couple of years from now at Missing Parts?
This is something I've given absolutely no thought to. So, I really just want it to be something that people enjoy. It's so early to be thinking legacy right now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Tolkien wrote Hobbit, I don't think he gave much thought about how people would think about it. It was just supposed to be a story to entertain his children, I think. It just turned into so much more, and everyone who's an author would be lucky to have that same sort of fortune.
So is it fair to say that Missing Parts could be a book that one day you'd read to your children?
Well, they would have to be teenagers, at least. Yeah, it seems a book. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It uses language I don't actually use in real life.
I gotcha. That's the thing, too. I noticed a lot of people are talking about how simple and clean the writing style is. Is that something that comes natural for you, or is that something that you had to kind of adjust to while writing this book?
Part of it was the editing process. It did go through two major rounds of edits plus a couple rounds of proofreading. Because when I first had submitted a manuscript, there was only 25,000 words. That would have been about 80 printed pages instead of the 90-something that it is right now. It didn't quite end. It was not clear to the editor how anything got resolved. And there are a lot of other parts where it wasn't clear how the action got from one step to another. So I had to end up fixing a lot to make it actually clear. But the writing style itself, I guess that if that's clear, a lot of that is, I guess, how I write.
Aside from the, you know, the rounds of editing and stuff like that, what do you think you've learned about yourself as an author through this process?
Well, I've certainly learned that I need editing more than I used to think I did. Because I would go through school pretty much never editing my papers, finishing them usually the morning they were due. So there wasn't even really time for proofreading, let alone editing. And I always was pretty confident in my writing, but when you get to this level, there's a whole other extent, and it's got to be pretty much as close to perfect as possible. And there still are a few mistakes that I'm hoping to fix in the second edition, but it's so much cleaner, so much better than it was.